Blog Talk Radio.
Another week of Praise the Lamb of God, spiritual excitement, spiritual impartation, spiritual activations, oh God, spiritual inspiration that the Lord gives us on this dynamic show, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's chiming in. Oh my goodness, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I really didn't want to let that bed go. Praise the Lamb of God, it's just a little overcast, a strong overcast really over the city of Detroit, making it just dark enough to stay dark in your room, you know what I mean? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, but thank God for strength and revitalization today, praise the Lamb of God, that we're able to come into the place, hallelujah, of strength. I am feeling good, praise the Lamb of God, and I feel good about you. Boy, you know, God is doing so, so wonderfully in the lives of the saints. Praise the Lamb of God as we're seeing the promises of God. Praise the Lamb of God come into fruition. I was dreaming, praise the Lamb of God, this morning. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb, that one of my good millionaire friends, praise the Lamb of God, decided to give me a brand new automobile, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, it just said in the dream, said, you know what, I'm going to sow this into the prophet's life, praise the Lamb of God, and just gave it to me. I tell you, I believe that what we're experiencing in this season, praise the Lamb of God, and what we're seeing even in our dreams dimension, is that God is about to do, praise the Lamb of God, for many of us. Hallelujah, that the promises of God are coming forth. Hallelujah, that God is going to do something that is going to blow the minds of his people, praise the Lamb of God, and cause them to come into a greater, praise the Lamb of God, understanding of what, praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic really means in their lives. God is about to show up and show off in your life, people of God, if you can hold on to what God has promised you. Praise the Lamb of God. In my meditation this morning, I was reading, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, out of Psalms 4. And David says these words, boy, this is going to bless somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. This is going to really, really bless somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. David says this. He says, in my distress, thou hast enlarged me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, you better get a hold of that one. Somebody need to get a hold to that. Praise the Lamb of God. In my distress, David says, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thou hast enlarged me. I think that was just so awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. When I read it, I said, this is so awesome. Thou hast enlarged me. When I was in distress, Psalms 4 and 1. You need to read that, people of God, get a grip on what God can do. Praise the Lamb. There is no condition, praise the Lamb of God, that you can be in that God cannot bless you in. Praise the Lamb of God. And through distresses, hallelujah, God is still able, praise the Lamb of God, to bless you. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. When I read the Word of God and I come into these various, praise the Lamb of God, moments of inspiration and revelation that God gives me just out of that portion of Scripture, just that one verse right there, hallelujah, Psalms 4 and 1, it just excites my soul, I tell you. It just excites my soul. I am so excited about God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, we're in for a wonderful time today. Praise the Lamb of God as God is blessing us even more. Praise the Lamb of God to share his word, to share with the people of God. Praise the Lamb of God to bring the people of God into the place of understanding what his will and purpose is for our life. And it is going across the globe. Praise the Lamb of God. The word of God is being carried across the globe concerning the manifestation and the promises that it is that time, it is that hour, praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, we must get ready, set, to go on the things of God and that God is showing and that God is doing in our lives right now. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. I love you, praise the Lamb of God. I love each of you, praise the Lamb, that chime in every day, that call in every day. I love you all. You are my spiritual children, praise the Lamb of God, as well as many of my brothers and sisters, my friends, praise the Lamb of God, that call in, that support this show. I'm so grateful for you. I am so grateful for you. All of our administrators, praise the Lamb of God on PSM, all of our intercessors, all of those who participate and play a role in the page. That, let me tell you something, praise the Lamb of God. God is doing a wonderful thing for us, in us, and through us, and I just want to salute you all at the top of the morning and say thank you, at the top of the week and say thank you, praise the Lamb of God. If you're listening via the internet and you want to be a part of our live studio today, you can do so by chiming in, calling in, area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818. 9818 and be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to listen to a little of Alabaster Box, and then we will be right back. That little song there, praise the Lord, Alabaster Box by Julie Meyer. Of course, CC Wine has the one that you have to go get a box of tissue for, you know, praise the Lamb. But when you think of praise the Lamb of God, pouring out unto the Lord that's precious in His sight, and that's precious to you, praise the Lamb of God. What little that there is, praise the Lamb of God, in the outpouring that we do, considering what God has given us. Oh, my goodness. Ah, boy, boy. This season, praise the Lamb of God, that we are in, has brought me to a place, praise the Lamb of God, and I believe it's the, by divine inspiration, my tongue is tying up today, people of God. Please watch somebody say, we decree and declare over prophet's tongue today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The inspiration that the Lord has been giving me in my messages on Sunday, I just concluded yesterday the little portion, praise the Lamb of God, of the trial, not the trial, the temptation of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, which I had been dealing with you guys and concluded on Friday. Oh, my goodness. What a good time we had of revelation. Hallelujah. As the Lord showed us some things there, praise the Lamb of God, concerning, hallelujah, how he deals with us and how the devil deals with us and how we can rid ourselves of the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, in our life as God places us on the prophetic path, praise the Lamb of God, that we are supposed to be on, hallelujah, entering into our assignment of life, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ministry is not just going to the church, preaching and prophesying and this, that, and stuff. It is a life, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That God gives us an assignment, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to deal with the second phase of that I'm going into at the church, praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to deal with that today. Hallelujah. As our teaching portion, if it's well with the Holy Ghost, of course the show is yield to the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit desires to do on this show at any time. Praise the Lamb of God! But I do want to enter into that as a teaching mechanism. Praise the Lamb of God for this week. Praise the Lamb! I want to talk about some things that Jesus did. Praise the Lamb of God en route to Calvary. To pay the price for the promise. That's the series I'm in, the price for the promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It was a big price for your promise, and we know it was the shedding of blood. Praise the Lamb of God. But the steps that Jesus took, the walk that he made, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The path of the Via Dolorosa and all of that leads us to a place of saying, I need to examine this so I can understand. Praise the Lamb of God. Why I go through what I go through, why things happen to me the way it happened to me, because you are a prophetic person, just as Jesus Christ was. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Our temptations and all of that come upon us, and there's various temptations. There's the temptation Satan gives you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the temptation in the society in which we live. Praise the Lamb of God, and then that's the temptation of yourself, your own selfish desires. Praise the Lamb of God. And your own selfish desires can be the ones, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your personal lust of things, praise the Lamb of God, can be the greatest downfall in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Bigger than the ones that Satan brings towards you, bigger than the ones society presents. Praise the Lamb of God. All temptations are not given to you by the devil. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, we have to understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. Those three areas of temptation. And then we must overcome them all. But the one that has to do with ministry and what have you, of course, is what Satan throws at us. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must understand once we overcome that, praise, we have the power to tell him to get behind us. Hallelujah. And he will trouble us no more. Praise the Lamb of God. How would you like to be rid of the devil? Say, get rid of the devil today. Get behind me, Satan. Praise the Lamb of God and trouble me no more. Hallelujah. Because what you have thrown, your delusions, hallelujah, of glory, grandeur, and whatever that you have thrown at me, I don't want. Praise the Lamb of God. I would rather walk lowly and meekly, praise the Lamb of God, in my assignment. Being God's man in God's place in God's time doing God's thing, praise the Lamb of God, than to deal with whatever you have to offer. I will never bow to you. I will never worship you. That's when you get rid of the devil, when he knows he can't get you. praise the Lamb, when he knows that he knows that he can't get you, he leaves you alone. He messes with everything else around you, but he don't mess with you because, praise the Lamb of God, there's no gain for him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I gave somebody something right there, didn't I? Yes, I did. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go. It's prayer time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Somebody's calling in already. Erico 224.
Good afternoon, Prophet. This is Maginese. How are you?
Maginese, did you read Psalms 4:1?
You know, that word, I said, that word is for me. I believe it. I receive it.
That I thought about you this morning while I was reading that in prayer. I said, Maginese needs to read this right here. Praise the Lamb of God.
You know what? And I felt that in my spirit early this morning, and I was saying, you know what? Thank you, God, that I was afflicted. I thank him. That's all I can say. I just thank him. I thank
him. My God in heaven, the Lord is so faithful. The Lord is so kind to us. The way he gives us revelation on different things until it's mind-blowing, praise the Lamb of God. I look, Megan, is you going to pray today?
Yes, the Lord has given me a burden to pray today, but I wanted to tell you that this morning, in my prayer time, as I prayed for you, the Lord showed me that he was wrapping you up in what looked like a big white sheet, and I said, Lord, what is that? Because it looks like a sheet. He said, that is a mantle. He said, but that is his mantle that he's giving you. So I just wanted to decree and declare over you today that the Lord is giving you a new mantle, and he is taking you to a new place, and he's about to do some things through you that have never been done. It will be unorthodox. People will be in awe, but it will be all God, and he is just renewing, refreshing, and pouring fresh oil upon you, man of God. And I thank God that he has allowed me to serve with you, because that is a blessing in itself. And all of the intercessors and administrators, we have been chosen for this. And I decree and declare that he is taking us all to a new place. It is a new season for us. And we are caught up in the timing of God, and it is now.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I told you to read that Psalms, you know, that Psalms 4:1, because what you saw there, praise the Lamb of God, in that big white sheet, praise the Lamb of God, It's my mantle, but it's being enlarged. He's enlarging my mantle. Praise the Lamb of God. He's giving me more. Hallelujah. That's what he told me. Praise the Lamb of God. It's more.
Hallelujah.
More. It's newness. It's newness in the fact of that he's giving me more. Praise the Lamb. The more is new. Hallelujah. But it's really being poured into the same mantle. Praise the Lamb of God that I already have. In other words, he's not taking away anything. He's giving me more.
I completely agree, because I heard that as well, enlargement. I did hear that as well, so I completely agree.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
And I also wanted to confirm that dream that you had about the car, because yesterday it just dropped in my spirit. All of a sudden, Prophet's about to get a new car. And I'm thinking, like, well, you know, and I know that you told us before that the reason why you don't have a car is because the Lord said that you know, he didn't want you to have one. Well, yesterday, it just hit my spirit. All of a sudden, Prophet is about to get a new car.
Hallelujah.
No, I just want to confirm that dream that you had.
God is working things out so beautiful, you know. And I just want everybody to know, anywhere I've wanted to go, at any time I go, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. At any time. It's not like I'm stranded nowhere. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not stranded at all. So I don't want no one to get that impression. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have went and looked at cars, car dealerships, everything. Praise God. He filled out the papers at one, and the Lord said, do not buy that car. They was finna give me a Cadillac truck, Maganese, for $321 a month. Now, you know good and well, the Lamb of God, I could pray up that much money a month. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But the Lord, I said that the Lord said, I told you, do not buy a car. So I am walking in obedience. And sometimes, people of God, it's not because God don't want you to have nothing. It's a test. And I refuse to fail. Praise the Lamb of God. I refuse to fail any test that God puts before me. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not going to ask him why or anything. I'm going to let God do what God wants to do. But I tell you this, praise the Lamb of God, I have not suffered at all because I have not had a car that I own. Anywhere I want to go, I go. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Every time, praise God, I go. Praise the Lamb. And I've gotten great favor from the rent-a-car place until it's crazy. Praise the Lamb. I've gotten free cars from them. Hallelujah. The Lord is just good. So I thank God for that testimony. Praise the Lamb of God coming to us today through our daughter here, Megan Neese. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I tell you, people of God, when God enlarges you in the place, hallelujah, of your trial and your tribulation, praise the Lamb of God, when he uses it, praise the Lamb of God, to increase you and enlarge you. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. There's a great testimony being placed upon you that nobody will ever be able to take from you. Praise the Lamb of God of the good thing that God has done for you. While everybody is looking at you, praise the Lamb of God, at your state and what you're going through, God is moving your tent himself. Praise the Lamb of God and enlarging it. He's enlarging you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Some of it is just publicity. It's free publicity, Magnus. God allowed stuff to happen to us, and it goes all around. Praise the Lamb of God until all eyes get on us. And then God said, boom, and those people never forget you. God is like your PR person. Praise the Lamb of God. He does the PR work for you. Man, we serve an awesome God. It's prayer time. Magdalene is going to pray for us since she's here with us, and we thank and praise God for such a one as her. Praise the Lamb of God, an intercessor of intercessors, and we thank God that she's here with us today. Praise the Lamb of God, serves as an administrator and an intercessor on our page. Hallelujah, and we thank God for her there at Praise Tabernacle Church with Apostle Steve Jones on 95th and Commercial. Praise the Lamb of God. She's going to come now and lead us to the throne of grace. Come on, man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to your name, God. We bless your name, God. We thank you, God. We honor you on today. We magnify you and we exalt you. Take the seat of honor in this place, oh God, because all that we do it to the glory of you, Lord. We thank you, God, for another opportunity, God, to minister to your people, God. We thank you, God, for another opportunity to pray for your people, oh God. We don't take it lightly, God, that you choose to hear us again, that you choose to quicken our spirits, God, that we might pray, that we might minister, that we might do your work, oh God. We don't take it lightly, God, that you have chosen us for the work. So we just bless you on today, God. We thank you, God, for all the listeners, God, now and those who will listen to the archives, oh God. I ask you, God, that you will look upon them, God, with mercy, God, and move upon their situations, God. And we repent right now, God, before we even ask you for anything, God. We repent, God, and we ask for forgiveness for those things that were not like you, God. Those thoughts, Father, those things that
Hallelujah,
we did, Father.
God.
The hurt that we're holding on to and the unforgiveness, God. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us for that. Help us, God, to be better people. Help us, God, to walk more closely with you, God. Cleanse us and purify us, God, for the work of God, so that we might even receive, God, what you are depositing within our spirits, oh God. So we thank you, God, for freedom on today, oh God. We thank you because he who from process free is free indeed, oh God. And as you freed us, God, you gave us gifts. So we ask you, God, that you would use those gifts to your glory, oh God. Let those gifts be used for your glory, oh God, be it spiritual or physical gifts, God. We ask that it all be used for your glory. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're moving in this season, oh God. Your plan is perfect, oh God. Your will is perfect, and we ask you, God, that you would just teach us and allow God, so that we might stay in perfect peace, oh God, so that you might do what you would have us to do, so that you can do what you would do through us, oh God. Let us not complain and grow weary in well doing, oh God. Let us remind us, God, when we begin to doubt and we begin to lose faith, oh God, I ask that you would be there to pick us up, God, and show us, Father, that all things work together for the good of those that love you and that are called according to your purpose, oh God. Remind us to stand on that word, oh God. So I thank you for the people, oh God, that you gather together here day by day, week after week, oh God. I thank you for the people who are on the prophetic truth page, oh God. I ask for blessings for them, oh God. You know what they stand in need of even before they ask, oh God. So I ask you, God, to be moved with compassion upon their situations, oh God. Heal today, oh God. Let there be healing in the land. Heal your people, oh God, from all manners of disease, oh God. Heal them, God, from all psychological diseases. Heal emotional wounds on today, oh God, because we know we cannot take those things, God, with us as we build up your kingdom. So I ask you, God, if you would remove those things today, oh God, and I ask you, God, if you would meet every financial need that they have set up before you, oh God. Meet every need, God, for our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we lean on grace today, God. We lean on favor today, God, for we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ, for we are seated in heavenly places, oh God. So we ask you, God, for relief of the inheritance that you promised us, God. You said that there would be no lack. You said that we are the head and not the tail, oh God. You said that if we call upon you, you would answer, oh God. I could give you 100 different blessings that you pronounced upon us, but you already know, oh God. So we call them forth now, God, and we ask for fresh relief, God, fresh rain, fresh oil, fresh fire upon your people, oh God. And I lift up, God, the drug user to you today, God. I lift them up before your throne, as you have given me this heavy burden this morning. I lift them up before you, God, those who are about to stick the needle in their arms, oh God. That young lady, God, that is sticking the needle in her arm right now, I ask you, Father, to quicken her spirit, oh God. Let the joy have no potency, oh God. I ask you, Father, and I know it's unorthodox, but I ask that it be a journal drug right now. Let it be a journal crack. Let it be a journal cocaine. Let it be a journal heroin. Let it be a journal ecstasy. Let it be a journal all the new drugs that they're coming out with now. Let it be a drug, God. And let your people are going through withdrawal. I ask you, God, for healing for them. I ask you, God, that you clear their minds, that you would transform them, oh God, so that they might seek you. Let them be weary of being drug addicted. And I ask you, God, if you would touch the drug dealer, oh God, and dry up his resources, oh God, and let them not continue to flood the land, Father. Fill up the minds of your people so that they can hear you bargaining unto them in this season, oh God. Free up their minds, clear up their minds and their hearts, oh God, so that they can hear you, so that they can receive of you, oh God. And I thank you, God, because I know that you gave me the vision so that I might pray it in existence. So I bless your name, God, for what you're about to do, for all the souls that's about to be saved, for all those who are no longer bound, who are no longer drug addicted, because you're moving upon them even now, oh God. And I ask you, Father, if you would set the alcoholic free in this season, even the alcoholic, Father, that's coming to church every Sunday, God, I'm free, God. Set the alcoholic free that's sitting down on a bench. Set the alcoholic free that's roaming the street, oh God. Clear his mind, oh God. Take the taste away from him, God. Let it do nothing for him when he touches the bottle. Let it become like water. Do a miracle, God. Even as you turn water into wine,
name.
The community outreach that you have put in all of the areas, oh God. I ask that they be effective. I ask the mentors that they be apostolically blessed, God. Not just anybody. Save the mentors, God, who will be effective, who will give the children the words of encouragement that they need, who will listen to them, God, who will guide them, God, and who will give them morals, God, that they live right now, oh God. God, that as we to you. We thank you, God, for being willing vessels, because we cannot be willing unless you give us willingness. We cannot have faith unless you give us faith, oh God. We cannot do anything unless you give it to us, God. So we thank you for all that you've given, and that is the true gift, God. That is the true favor to be able to reach souls for you. So we thank you, God. We will no longer seek you for things, God, if you don't do another thing. You fail, God, if you don't pay another bill, if you don't heal another body, if you don't do anything of this sort. You fail, God, and you are sovereign. You are holy, and you are mighty. And our family will still bow down in your presence. So we thank you, God, for the opportunity. We thank you, God, and we bless your name. And we know nothing. Nobody is in God's purpose coincidence. It is all God ordained, so we thank you.
Amen.
We give you our joy. We bless your name. We honor you. We love you. We magnify you. And
Amen.
We exalt you, because there is none other like you. We thank you for fresh revelation, God. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
What a wonderful God we serve. Awesome God. Hallelujah. Oh,
we are awesome. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. You are wonderful, God, magnificent, God, worthy, God, of all praise. Give us the worship that we can give back to you. Give us the praise that we can give back to you. We can only worship and praise you, God, because you have given it to us, God. Give it to us, God. Those that don't know how to worship you, release a fresh spirit of worship upon them right now. Release a fresh praise upon their lips right now, oh God, so that you might be cleaned, so that you might be exalted. Be exalted in the earth, oh God. Be exalted. What's what will cry out for us? We will cry out to you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for moving by your spirit. We thank you, God, for igniting the fire within our soul, God, that makes us want to seek you, God. We thank you, God, for a spirit that wants to pray. We thank you. We cannot do that without you. We love you on today, God. And we invite you in. We just want more and more and more of you. More of your power, more of your anointing, more of your spirit, more of your presence, more of your love, oh God. We want intimate relationships with you. It is you we desire. It is you, God. You and all your sovereignty and all of your holiness, oh God. It is you that we want. We want more of you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name.
Take over, God. Move, Spirit, God. salvation.
How great is our God? Our God is great and greatly to be praised in the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lamb of God. There's none greater than our God. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you the truth. My God. I love prayer. I love intercessors. I love intercessory prayer. It is my heart throb. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And as we're building God, a prophetic army. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Isn't it wonderful to have people such as Maginette, praise the Lamb of God, McCain, to be a part of that. Boy, oh, boy, she just prays out of her heart and soul. Praise the Lamb of God out of her spirit. And it reaches the heart. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank God for. Thank you, darling, for being here with us today. We bless you today. We bless you. Hallelujah. Now, I have to, let me see. Erico 407, your mic is open. Erico 407, your mic is hot. Erico 407-486-5692.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
No, you got to put the mic closer to your mouth.
It is. That's my phone. Well, can you pray for it? I need your business.
Can I pray for you? Is that what you asked?
Yes, sir.
Who's calling?
Aunt Julia Miller.
Where are you calling from, honey?
Florida, but I'm having problems with my phone.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Father in heaven, we thank you now for your daughter. We bless you that she has called into the show. Hallelujah for prayer today. And I thank you, Father, for her life and her living. And I pray today, Father, that her calling in is not in vain, Father, but that, hallelujah, you would move on her behalf and that you would cause all things to work together for her good. Hallelujah, because she loves you. And it's evident, Father, that she loves you due to the fact, hallelujah, that she seeks you. Hallelujah, and seek an intercessor, someone to stand in the gap for her. So we do today, and we ask if you would, Father, to pour upon her, hallelujah, shower her with your love and your presence, that you would be a strength, hallelujah, in this hour. Praise the Lamb of God, that you would cover her in your blood, and that you would be to her all that she needs you to be in this day, Father. We bless you for your daughter, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, daughter.
Amen.
I can't even hear her. Praise the Lamb of God. Area code 757. Your mic is hot.
How are you?
Fine. Who's calling today?
My name is Chantal.
Chantal?
Yes.
All right. And where are you calling from, Chantal?
Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. I know exactly where that is. Praise the Lamb of God. And what you calling for today?
I'm just calling for directions.
Directions?
Yes.
In what way?
As far as my spiritual life.
All right. What church do you belong to?
Victory Outreach Center.
You belong to Victory Outreach Center? Praise the Lamb of God. How long you been going there?
Since January. I changed churches. I was going to Apostolic Ministry, but I switched over to this church in January.
Praise the Lamb of God. And evidently it's not going so good there, huh?
Well, it's good. It's, you know, it's new, and people there are good people. The pastor, I think he's a good person. His wife, just, you know, it's new. It's a new beginning.
And you need some direction as far as the ministry is concerned, as far as personal ministry. I'm trying to get a grip on you here to
personal.
See.
Personal ministry as far as myself.
As far as your personal ministry is concerned, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. just trying to get some focal here, praise the Lamb of God, because when you ask for direction, praise the Lamb, it might be direction to give some money away to your neighbors, you know.
Well, if God leave me to do that, then I have to do that. I can't tell God no.
I know. I'm just trying to see what area, praise the Lamb of God, of ministry. What is your name again?
Chantal.
Chantal. Mm-hmm. All right. Give me a second here. The Lord said, you already know what he has shown you, praise the Lamb of God, number one, as it relates to ministry, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. You already know that, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to this evangelistic, I'm saying evangelistic because this is not really cited out in the scriptures, so it comes under evangelism, but it's more of a missionary assignment, praise the Lamb of God, as we call it, missionary work to the body of Christ, praise the Lamb of God, in the local assembly and place of that nature, praise the Lamb of God. God said he's already shown you this, praise the Lamb of God, that this is the call that is upon your life, praise the Lamb of God. So what directives you need is to go to your pastor and talk to him about this so that you can begin your training in that area if you have not had any. Praise the Lamb of God, and that and it will be well with you. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You'll be blessed today.
You too.
The name above all names. People of God, hallelujah. Thank you again, Matt Janice, for your prayers. Praise the Lamb of God. Denise is calling in for prayer. We thank God for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, praise the Lamb of God. I want to take you to a place. Praise the Lamb of God. I was sharing with you earlier. Yeah, in the Bible, praise the Lamb of God. Well, in John's Gospel, praise the Lamb of God, as we were talking about this path, praise the Lamb of God, that Christ was on, praise the Lamb of God, to pay for the promise. Hallelujah. It's more than just the lifting of the cup and the new covenant of there in the upper room with his disciples on Passover, praise the Lamb of God, and it was more than Calvary. That is to seal the deal, praise the Lamb of God, of course. The signature of blood had to come on the covenant contract because, praise the Lamb of God, as long as the person who is has wrote the will out is alive, praise the Lamb of God, the will is of none effect. A will does not take effect until the person dies, praise the Lamb of God. So that had to seal the deal, but it was much Jesus did that reveals to us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the order in our life and the way that our trajectories and processes should be so that we as the people of God can come into the place of understanding, have the knowledge as well as, praise the Lamb of God, be secure in that we do. Now, after Jesus' temptation, Jesus immediately entered into public ministry. And, of course, the average person will jump straight to Cana of Galilee, praise the Lamb of God, for the first miracles that was performed. Say, oh, yeah, Jesus started doing signs and wonders. But there was a phase before that interests us, praise the Lamb of God. And that is, praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic calling of the disciples, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, the 12. We must look at that because it holds so much for us as believers, praise the Lamb of God, to understand the choosing of God, the election of God upon our lives, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to the assignment and the path that he desires us to walk in. I believe, praise the Lamb of God, that each of us who are children of God, each of us who walk in, praise the Lamb of God, the kingdom, have an assignment. That is an assignment to us, praise the Lamb of God. We are just, should I say, sometimes clouded on our purpose, praise the Lamb of God, in the kingdom and what God would have us to do, praise the Lamb of God. But when we see the calling of Christ upon those that followed him, hallelujah, there is a twofold type of election that comes to play. And I want you to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, you might want to get your pen and paper, because this is some good stuff I'm about to download to you here in the next, 35, 40 minutes. Praise the Lamb of God, as we talk about this thing that's centered around the calling. Number one, praise the Lamb of God, when these brothers, praise the Lamb of God, see Jesus, according to John's gospel here, praise the Lamb of God, in chapter, praise the Lamb of God, chapter 1, praise the Lamb of God, of John's gospel, when Jesus entered into public ministry, and it says, and again the next day John stood and two of his disciples, praise the Lamb, we're talking about John the Baptist, praise the Lamb of God, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Hallelujah. Now, this is after the baptism, praise the Lamb of God. We know that, right? This is after the session that he had, praise the Lamb of God, in the wilderness with the devil. So now John sees him again, according to John's gospel, praise the Lamb of God, and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Praise the Lamb of God. This is chapter 1 of John's gospel, praise the Lamb of God, St. John, chapter 1, I'm at verse 35, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now, hallelujah. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. So two of John's disciples followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, "What seek ye?" They said unto him, "Rabbi," which is being interpreted, "Master, where dwellest thou?" And he said unto them, "Come and see." And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is, by interpretation, a stone. And then the following day, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and he findeth Philip, and said unto him, "Follow me." Now, I want you to note these first disciples, praise the Lamb of God, they came to Jesus on their own fruition, praise the Lamb of God. This is the first thing I want you to note. A lot of you are not going to like this, praise the Lamb of God. Some are going to drop off because they don't like teaching, praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to note this, that because of John the Baptist and because of their teaching and understanding under John, praise the Lamb of God, they knew that Jesus was the Lamb of God. Why? Because when Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened, right? Praise the Lamb of God. Father and Son and Holy Ghost appeared in one thing together. Praise the Lamb of God. So revelation has come. This is revelation. When they see Jesus again coming out of the wilderness, John the Baptist identifies him, and the disciples of John, Andrew, praise the Lamb of God, goes after him. Praise the Lamb. He's accepted into the fellowship, praise the Lamb of God, just off of his revelation knowledge. That's the first thing I want to share with you all, praise the Lamb of God, that the calling, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, or let me step back, the choosing, the election, the choosing, praise the Lamb of God, that is within us to follow, hallelujah, watch this now, has a twofold, praise the Lamb of God, connection. It can be because of the fact of the heart of a person has the prophetic trigger. Y'all better watch this now, praise the Lamb of God. I told you I was going to give you something today, praise the Lamb of God, that you can't help but follow this man, praise the Lamb of God. I must follow Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Andrew is stuck to Jesus like glue and becomes one of the disciples without Jesus pointing him out and calling him as he does the next day with Philip. Andrew goes and gets his brother, praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in the scripture. Praise the Lamb. He goes and get Peter, right? Praise the Lamb of God. When he go get Peter, he brings Peter and say, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ, the one, the anointed one with the anointing. We found him. Praise the Lamb of God. So now, praise the Lamb of God, he goes get his brother. Him and his brother is there. Praise the Lamb of God. Something is going to transpire later, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to show you, praise the Lamb of God, something else. But let me deal with it this way. Praise the Lamb. So the call within, praise the Lamb of God, the election within is triggered, I'm trying to show forth, various ways. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's triggered various ways to follow Jesus and to embrace his ministry. Everyone, praise the Lamb of God, does not get the divine calling, praise the Lamb of God, or hear the voice, this, that, or another. But they are connected because of their revelation. They're connected, praise the Lamb of God, and embrace the ministry due to the fact, praise the Lamb of God. And I know a lot of people disagree. Well, you ain't been called. You shouldn't be doing this, blah, 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 this, that, or another. Praise the Lamb of God. But there is a depth of revelation, praise the Lamb of God, that one can receive. Now, this does not make you a fivefold preacher, minister, or something of this nature. We talking about following Christ, praise the Lamb of God, to sit at his feet, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Through that, the revelation comes, praise the Lamb of God, of what assignment, praise God, that Christ will give, or that God will give you, praise the Lamb, within the kingdom. But I want you to see that these men, praise the Lamb of God, sought him of their own fruition, praise the Lamb of God. There was something within them through the teaching of John and what have you, praise God. Now, we know Peter was a part of the sons of Zebedee crowd, praise the Lamb of God. So even in this particular pericope, we know at some point he went back and got on his boat. He found the Christ, praise the Lamb of God, and then went back fishing. He found the Christ and went back fishing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. This occurs again, of course, at the end of Jesus' earthly ministry, praise the Lamb, when Jesus is captured, hallelujah, and arrested and going through the trial and is crucified. Peter goes back fishing, praise the Lamb of God. Fishing is his trade, it's his profession, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now, because I'm going to mess with some of your heads on this. Many times our profession gets in the way of our confession. Hello, light bulbs, praise the Lamb of God. Many times our profession gets in the way of our confession, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Now, when God is going to use you in a, praise the Lamb of God, watch this, y'all better watch this now, because a lot of you desire stuff and want stuff, praise the Lamb of God, and also have heard the voice and received the revelation from God concerning your assignment, praise the Lamb of God. Then at the same time, you want to wrestle with God about your profession. You confess that God has called you. You confess, praise the Lamb of God, that you know God, this, that, and another, and blah, 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 blah. So, praise the Lamb of God. What happens is when Jesus shows up, praise the Lamb of God, he shows up calling you away from your profession. And then a lot of us don't want to deal with that part, praise the Lamb. We want to hold on to confession and profession, praise the Lamb of God. And those that live in this, should I say, tug of war, praise the Lamb of God, with profession, hallelujah, and confession, hallelujah, which involves your vocation in the kingdom, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We'll live a life, praise the Lamb of God, that's half fulfilled when it comes down to ministry, because you never broke away from your profession, praise the Lamb of God. You never broke away from your profession, hallelujah. And 9 times out of 10, it's because of where we are, hallelujah. We have so much, and this is feeding, praise the Lamb of God, our appetite of status, our home, our car, whatever else that we have, praise the Lamb of God. And to heed to the voice of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, on the total call is a drop your net call, praise the Lamb of God. So he calls you away from your profession, praise the Lamb of God, even though he will use your profession in your confession, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to bring glory to the kingdom of God. He will use all of that you've learned, all of that you've experienced, and everything for his glory. But if you're going to walk, praise the Lamb of God, in the fivefold office, then that is a call for you to drop that net, praise the Lamb of God. I don't care who he is or who she is in ministry, praise, if they got a profession, hallelujah, there's a call on them, there's a tug on them to walk away from that, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Okay, I can verify this scripture with scripture now, because the Bible says, and you can find it, they that preach the gospel shall live of the gospel. It's right there in your Bible, praise the Lamb of God. They that preach the gospel is to live of the gospel, praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in your Bible, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. So we must understand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to hit you in between the eyes with this. Praise God. That many times out the promises that's upon our lives that God has declared over us, watch this now, is connected to a kairos timing when your faith kicks in, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to walk away from your profession, that you might embrace the confession, praise the Lamb of God, of the call that's on your life. Once you confess the calling that's upon your life, people of God, you set some prophetic things in order, praise the Lamb of God. Once you declare, hallelujah, that God has called you, you set some prophetic things in order, praise the Lamb of God. You better listen to me. Once you declare that God has called you into the ministry of Jesus Christ, once you declare that he has called you, praise the Lamb of God, as a prophet or prophetess or an apostle, praise the Lamb of God, or as a pastor or teacher or evangelist, you set some prophetic things and wheels to turn in your life that may not be comfortable to you for a while, praise the Lamb of God, because you may not understand what's going on in your life and why things are topsy-turvy, why things are turned over, why you are disconnected and disassociated with in so many various arenas, and it could also affect, praise the Lamb of God, the arena of your profession, praise the Lamb of God, or where your ducats is coming in from, praise the Lamb, because you're being called away from that. And if God is calling you away from that, oh my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, then you may be in a whirlwind and may really be struggling and fighting against the hand of God moving in your life, you may not want to get out of the way. Praise the Lamb of God. So then havoc is created on your job. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All that happens is God pulls steps back and says, you know, I got to lift my grace here. Praise the Lamb, because you're not going to leave. So I got to get you kicked out. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I have to let this fizzle out. Praise the Lamb. If you're going to embrace the calling, when you confess it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the divine call, you set some prophetic wheels in order to make sure that your life is in line, praise the Lamb of God, with the word of God, so that you can go into ministry the way you're supposed to. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I tell you the truth. If you talk to so many, praise the Lamb of God, people who have accepted their calling into the ministry, you will find so many praise the Lamb of God, professions until it'll blow your mind. What did you used to do before you started pastoring? You'll hear the story. Man, I was doing good. I had three jobs. Man, I was doing blah blah blah. I was playing professional football. I have a friend, George Gibson, praise the Lamb of God, there in Philadelphia, was playing basketball for Philadelphia. Professional basketball. Praise the Lamb of God. And one night he accepted his calling, praise the Lamb of God, and he walked up to after the game and said he had an announcement. They gave him the mic, and he confessed that Jesus Christ had called him to the ministry, and he couldn't play ball no more. He walked off the court. Confession and profession, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. Woo! I'm trying to give you all this because the price of your promise, praise the Lamb of God, is wrapped up in this, praise the Lamb. And a lot of us, hallelujah, do not understand, even as I was sharing in the temptations, praise the Lamb of God, one of the temptations is for you to live. One of the temptations is for you to live on a status, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you have already affixed in your mind that you're supposed to be living on and in your heart that you're supposed to be living on. Praise the Lamb of God. Why do you think the devil came to Jesus the way he did and took him up in that exceedingly high mountain? Praise an elevated promotion position and showed him all of the kingdoms of the world, praise the Lamb of God, in a moment. He shows him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment's time. Hallelujah. And then told him, if you worship me, I'll give you all of it, King of Kings. I'll make you the King of Kings. Look, can y'all see this? You don't have to suffer. You don't have to die. You don't have to go through all of that drag. All you have to do is worship me, and I will make you the King of Kings. Praise the Lamb of God. I will make you the King of Kings. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I think many times, many times we get into this place, praise the Lamb of God, of being subject to the devil. Because Satan comes, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Satan comes, and when he comes, he brings you away, praise the Lamb of God, to get what you want, hallelujah, and still feel that you're holding on to what God wants you to do. And we must be mindful of this, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Remember this. God is the same today, yesterday, tomorrow. He ain't changing. Praise the Lamb of God. He is immutable. He's not changing. Praise the Lamb of God. The calling is still the calling. The election is still the election. Predestination is still predestination. And that's not about to change. Praise the Lamb of God. There is no special arrangements and assignments that's laid out. Either you in obedience or disobedience. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I had a friend once who told me, he said, You know, I told the Lord that I wanted to work and do all this that I'm doing. He had a few companies, this, that, another, and this, that, another, and he rose to millionaire status. I mean, boy, he was popping it. He was popping it, and he was pastoring a church all at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, and neglecting his responsibilities. He was paying people to do his work, but he was neglecting his pastoral duties and responsibilities to the work that God had called him to. But he told me, I talked to the Lord about this, and I told the Lord, if he did this and let me come, right, that I'll come back to the office and this, that, and another. Well, of course, you always come to the fork in the road where it's time to come back and do what you said you was going to do versus, praise the Lamb of God, this door of opportunity didn't open up for you now to become a multimillionaire, billionaire. Praise the Lamb of God. He went through the wrong door. Now, he in bankruptcy. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, he's back sitting behind that desk as a pastor. Praise the Lamb of God. With no more than he had when he walked out of the office to pursue his own goals. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You see, because God has his way of bringing us, praise the Lamb of God, to the place that he wants us to be in. Hallelujah. When he desires us to be there. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, a lot of people need to be listening to this show today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah, a lot of people need to be on board this show today. Praise the Lamb of God listening to this, because this is the kind of stuff that will open your eyes, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and bring you to the place of understanding what God's perfect will is for your life. Praise the Lamb of God. And many of us will miss, praise the Lamb of God, what God has for us, praise the Lamb, because we do not want to let go, praise the Lamb of God, of the thing that we think is sustaining us and is not sustaining you. God is sustaining you. God has always sustained you, and God always will sustain you. So, praise the Lamb of God. Let's ease back into this now, praise God, because this is so exciting to me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, that the calling is twofold. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's in my heart. Hallelujah. Already there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And as I connect with the Lord, praise God, and his word and his way and his will, revelation comes to me that this is where I'm supposed to be. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm accepted as Andrew was. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, the flip side of the coin is, praise the Lamb of God, I meet the Messiah as Peter did. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I feel the tug to be with him and all of this wondrous thing that my brothers and stuff are talking about. Praise the Lamb of God, but I don't know that I'm on the list, praise the Lamb of God, of the election and the called one. I'm really not aware of that, praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because I'm looking at my profession, praise the Lamb of God. I was raised, my father, the sons of Zebedee. Zebedee was a great fisherman. He had a fishing industry going there, and the sons of Zebedee was to take it on according to the caste system that was set in place, praise the Lamb of God. They were supposed to take the business on, praise the Lamb of God, and become the fishermen, praise the Lamb, in this industry. And so now when Jesus comes, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and y'all know the story, praise the Lamb of God, they've toiled, they've fished all night long, and they have caught nothing. They have caught nothing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And when Jesus shows up at the bank, he's looking at them, they're coming in, they're about to clean their net. Jesus says, praise, have you caught anything? They said, no, we fished all night and we caught nothing. He said, go out for a catch. Praise the Lamb of God. And they said, at your word, Lord, he said, cast your net on the right side. Go out into the deep and cast your net out on the right side of the boat. And when they cast it out, so many fish came into their net until it was ripping the net, praise the Lamb of God, and they had to call for help. They had to call some other ships to come and help them, praise the Lamb of God, to bring in the harvest, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Hallelujah. This is a lot of money coming into their hands right now, praise the Lamb of God. As soon as they come in joyous, happy, praise the Lamb of God, about that, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I'm telling you what transpired. Jesus looks up at them and says, drop your nets and follow me. Praise the Lamb of God. Right in the midst of the greatest drought that they ever brought in, right at the height, the peak of industry, right in a miraculous miracle harvest of fish that they was going to get paid for, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus says, leave it. Come follow me. I'm going to make you fishers of men. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Peter, not understanding at that point that he was a pillar of the church, one of the major, praise the Lamb of God, pillars of the church, which he is called today, the spokesman at Pentecost, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He wasn't the one that recognized the anointing and what have you. He wasn't the one that found the Christ. His brother was. Seemed like that should have failed to Andrew, but it didn't. Praise the Lamb of God. It failed to Peter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That he would be the spokesman, because this is just how God worked. Praise the Lamb of God. When it comes down to predestination, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When it comes down to predestination and how God will utilize an individual, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I know a lot of your minds is running 1,000 miles a minute at what I'm talking about, saying, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. And do you know, God will cause you to walk away from everything in order to embrace him. God will cause you to walk away, praise the Lamb of God, from all you ever knew, praise the Lamb of God, to embrace him. It all depends on your level of praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to use this word, hallelujah, as a word that will help you to understand what I'm saying, at the level or the depth of your ensnaredness. Praise the Lamb. So many of us are ensnared. So many of us are caught up in, praise the Lamb of God. So many of us are in a place we get so wrapped up into everything else until God has to literally remove us totally from our comfort zones, comfort places, comfort people, praise the Lamb of God, our comfort professions, and our situations in order for us to live by faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's a whole nother thing that we can get into later on, praise the Lamb of God, and that is that level of faith, praise the Lamb of God, that it takes in order for God to really deal with you, praise the Lamb of God, on the level that he desires. Because you've got to remember this, praise the Lamb of God, he is still the author and the finisher of your faith. He is still the one that's developing you, praise the Lamb of God. He's still the one, praise the Lamb of God, that's bringing you, hallelujah, into the place, praise the Lamb of God, that he has for you. It's him, and it's him alone, praise the Lamb of God. It's him, and it's him alone that develops your faith. You can't develop your faith. You can't do nothing with your faith but watch your faith be developed, praise the Lamb of God, by God, hallelujah,
according to the measure that he desires it to be. Praise the Lamb of God. You cannot increase your faith. Try it. You can't do it. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't increase your faith. Hallelujah. God set the parameters of that. The Holy Spirit sets the parameters of that according to the measure of faith, praise the Lamb of God, that God desires you to have for the work that he has for you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Your faith is developed for that. It's developed for ministry. It's developed for your assignment. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We'll get into that, praise the Lamb of God, sometime later. But I wanted to bring that out, praise the Lamb of God, because a lot of people don't understand why the breaking away. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of people do not understand, why do I have to leave all of this? Why do I have to relocate to a different state where I don't know nobody? Why is all of this happening to me? And it seems like you're on a roller coaster ride, praise the Lamb of God, when God really is trying to bring you to what he has for you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But until you become 100% aware of that, you will never exhale. Praise the Lamb of God. Everything will be frightful to you. Everything will be a terror. Everything will come to you as trouble and tribulation and turmoil, when in fact is nothing more, praise the Lamb of God, than God separating you unto himself. Praise the Lamb of God. Once you find that out, you will come to the place, people of God. I'm giving you some stuff that, boy, if some pastors, praise the Lamb of God, that came along with me, heard me teaching it, they'll say, Shakespeare, where were you, praise the Lamb, 25, 30, 40 years ago? Nobody told us this, praise the Lamb of God. Nobody told us this, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. So we went through all of the emotional strain, stress, worry, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of losing jobs and this, that, and another, walking off jobs, praise the Lamb, all of this kind of stuff, because God was constantly beckoning us into our calling, praise the Lamb of God. And we didn't understand that we had to live by faith and faith alone. We didn't understand that, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But once you come to understand that, you'll exhale and you'll relax and say, you know what? The Lord is going to take care of me. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know what I'm going to have to surrender and give up. Praise the Lamb of God. But when the dust clear, I'm going to be right here sitting at the table eating. I'm going to have a roof over my head. There's going to be a floor beneath my feet. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to be eating and living. God is going to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory, because I am elect, because I am chosen, because I am predestined. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this is where the disciples had to get with Jesus. We must understand this, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I'm going to give you all some good. I should have an offering tray walking around to each of you. Praise the Lamb of God for this good. These good tidbits that I'm dropping on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. The supply of need for the disciples, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, was virtually supernatural as long as they was with Jesus. When Jesus walked the earth, praise the Lamb of God, his disciples that walked with him, praise the Lamb of God, their supply, praise the Lamb, of life was supernatural. Praise the Lamb of God. Every time they sat in to eat, there was food. Hallelujah. Every time they sat with Jesus, they ate. Praise the Lamb of God. I really don't know how they got money in the treasury. They had a treasury. I don't know how money got in there. Praise the Lamb of God. It may have been, praise the Lamb of God, due to offerings. Praise the Lamb of God that was taken or given. Praise the Lamb. People might have just gave, said, Lord, I want you to have this. Thank you. And Jesus put it in the treasure, this, that, and another. I'm not sure how that came about, but we know that they did have a treasury, praise the Lamb, and Judas Iscariot held the sack, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus knowing that he was a thief, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. And so when we see this, praise the Lamb of God, we must say, hallelujah, that all of their needs were being met by the Christos, hallelujah. And it's the same way with us today, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. You may think you're making your way, but you're not, praise the Lamb of God. You may think it's because of your status. It's not, praise the Lamb of God. You are alive and well today because of Christ Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, who has brought you into this glorious life, number one, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because we must remember that even these men that's being called were not converted yet. Hello, Light Buff. Now, I really should ring a bell right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Even the men that Jesus had called, the 12, they weren't converted. They weren't believers yet. Praise the Lamb of God. It's one thing for you to know that Jesus is Lord. It's another thing for you to repent of your sins, praise the Lamb of God, and accept him as Lord of your life. Hello, Light Buffs, praise the Lamb of God. All of them had to be brought to that point at some time or another, praise the Lamb of God. When he called them, they weren't baptized. Y'all better listen to me, because we judge people and say, oh, God ain't, I know God ain't called that. I know God ain't called him. I know God ain't called her. Praise the Lamb of God. But look at the condition the disciples was in when Jesus called them. Praise the Lamb. None of them was pre-baptized. Hallelujah. None of them was preconditioned. Praise the Lamb of God. As we would want them to be. All of them came into repentance and acceptance of Jesus Christ as Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. After their encounter with them. And we know what he told Peter. Praise the Lamb of God, just before he was crucified. After thou art converted, strengthen your brother. That's what he told Peter. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of us call that Peter's second conversion. It could have been his first. Praise the Lamb of God. There's nowhere they said Peter was converted. Praise the Lamb of God. It could have been his first. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. So, even in the discipleship walk, praise the Lamb, we know you can walk with Christ, hallelujah, without being changed by Christ. And some would say, dog, that's impossible. Ask Judas Iscariot, praise the Lamb of God. He walked with Jesus and was never changed. Hallelujah. He never converted. He never changed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So he wound up on a tree swinging after he had betrayed the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. The calling, people of God, and the election of God in its choosing of those, praise the Lamb of God, men and people of God that he chooses, women of God that he chooses, we must come to a place of understanding, people of God, hallelujah, that this is a place and time, praise the Lamb of God, that presents itself to each of us, praise the Lamb of God, as paths that we must take, praise the Lamb of God. And the question always comes, praise the Lamb of God, are you willing, praise the Lamb of God, to come where the voice is calling? Are you willing to come to where the voice is calling? When Andrew, praise the Lamb of God, approaches Jesus, Jesus asked him, what seek ye? And he said unto him, praise the Lamb of God, where thou dwellest. Now that was loaded, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We want to see how you live, what you about, this, that, another is the real interpretation of that, the whole shebang. Jesus tells him, come and see. He tells them to come and see blindly, praise the Lamb of God. He gives them no address because he doesn't have one, praise the Lamb of God. He lays out no, praise the Lamb of God trajectory, because there's none in place that's written out or anything of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. He tells them, come and see by experience. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's the only way, people of God, that you will ever get to know Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. All of the stuff that the Bible teaches us and what have you, praise God, does not bring you to the place of knowing him. It only brings you to the place of knowing about him. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you really know Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, is when you really experience him for yourself. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you experience him for yourself, then, praise God, that's when growth, development, and this, that, and another start accelerating in your bosom so fast until it's mind-blowing. Revelations start coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Inspiration is given. Hallelujah. And you start seeing things in a totally different light. Praise the Lamb of God. And then as your developmental stages, praise the Lamb of God, comes into effect, praise God, you start changing. Hallelujah. You start changing and you start recognizing the changes in you. Praise the Lamb of God. He changes your surrounding by calling you away. Praise the Lamb of God. But now comes your time to change. You must change. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. One of the greatest places you can be with God at any given period in your life is alone. Praise the Lamb of God. The place we hate. The place of being alone. Hallelujah. But that lone place, praise the Lamb of God, what I'm experiencing right now in my life is because I'm by myself. Praise the Lamb of God. I understand, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, this calling away, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can hear and listen to God, hallelujah, so that he can put you on a frequency, so that he can entune you and fine-tune you, praise the Lamb of God, to his voice. Hallelujah, to his spirit, to him, hallelujah, that's so sensitive and so special, praise the Lamb of God, that others can't even recognize it, praise the Lamb of God. They can't even identify with it because of what God is doing with you and through you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place to be in if we are willing to submit to it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The calling of God that's on our lives, praise the Lamb of God, as we enter into this state, always deals with fellowship first. Praise the Lamb of God. Can you follow? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Where I lead, can you follow? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this now. In the fellowship is discipleship. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. In discipleship, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is the word discipline. Praise the Lamb of God. So during your fellowship time, hallelujah, y'all better listen to me good, because some of you are right here and don't know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord start teaching you disciplines, praise the Lamb of God. And these disciplines for your life, hallelujah, it's for you but not about you, praise the Lamb of God. It's about your assignment, hallelujah. A lot of us are so in a hurry to mount pulpits. We get so in a hurry to go to, to enter into active duty. We're like a police who just joined the force to carry a gun and a badge, and he can't wait to be on the street, praise the Lamb of God. And his instructors are looking at him saying, you need to calm down and settle down and try to get all this training. And he keeps saying, I'm ready. I'm ready. And before you know it, they zipping him up in one of them black bags because He wasn't ready. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he didn't want to submit to discipleship. The worst thing any minister can ever do is leap over discipleship, leap over training, leap over disciplines. Praise the Lamb of God. Because you are renegading your spirit. You are renegading your heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have a caller. Give me a second. Erico 248, call up.
Hey, Prophet. I just want to just call in and say amen and thank you for this word for today, man of God. Bless you. Bless you.
Oh, bless you, son. Praise the Lamb of God. My Brett from California. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. I was skeptical at first of entering into this. Praise the Lamb of God, until the Holy Spirit whispered and said this right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I knew then, yeah, I better go and talk about this, because there is so many people that's in this phase, praise, in this stage, and they're unaware of it. Praise the Lamb of God. And when you're unaware of what God is doing with you, it can be, praise the Lamb of God, so uncomfortable. Once you're aware, Brett, you can relax in it a little bit. You can say, well, praise the Lamb of God. You know, ain't nothing I can do about this. Praise. This is where I'm at. I need to accept it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It was like that, you know, I tell the story of when I went to jail for like 48 hours. Praise the Lamb of God, because they said that my child support in the past hadn't been paid, but it had been. And this ain't been too long ago. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I sat in one jail. They cleared me there. Then they said, oh, but you want it down in Wayne County. So they took me over to this place over here in Hamtramck, this place, and they had me there. Praise the Lord, for another 24 hours. And, Brett, I was losing my mind. I was really bad. I was stressed out. You know, being somewhere, being confined because of something you know you didn't do, you know, you ain't done no wrong or nothing like that, and these guys are just making mistakes in their computers and paperwork and stuff, or somebody's playing a game with you, you know. So I'm stressed out, blah, 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 blah. And finally, I got a hold to the Bible, and I started reading the Bible, and the Lord spoke to me and said, it is well. You will be out of here tomorrow. Acceptance came over me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That I'm, and you know, that was like at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Doc, I just settled in. I just said, okay, let me enjoy this hotel. Ain't nothing I can do. I can't go outside, right?
Right.
Praise the Lord. I can't do nothing, just be here, but I'll be out of here tomorrow. The next day I was out, praise the Lamb. Not fast enough, but I got out, praise the
Amen.
Lamb of God, the next
Amen.
Day. And I'm just saying, praise the Lamb of God, when you come to the place, you know, of accepting where God has you, praise the Lamb of God, it makes it so much easier for you. But a lot of people like to try to find their own excuse for where they are. They say, you know, I know I'm just going through something, or I know the devil is doing this, or I know blah, 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 blah. And that what they are assuming is totally wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They're actually in warfare with God and don't know it. I was on warfare, praise, when I was in Texas, and I was sharing with them, the greatest warfare is your warfare with God. Your greatest level of spiritual warfare, praise the Lamb of God, is your warfare with God. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
praise the Lamb of God.
It's
not your warfare. It's not your warfare, praise the Lamb of God, with the devil or anything else. It's the warfare, praise the Lamb of God, with God, because you are warring against, praise the Lamb of God, God's purpose for your life, God's plan for your life, and God's will for your life. Praise
wow.
the Lamb of God. And we psych ourselves out sometimes, and we say stuff to ourselves, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that we believe that God spoke to us and God has not spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We say it within our own spirit and our own mind because this is what we want. And
mm-hmm.
God has not said anything.
Amen. Amen.
So we have to be very careful, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to what God has said and what God has not said, what God has called us to, what God has not called us to, what we're engaging. I mean, it's like this, Brett. There's people, praise the Lamb of God, who have come and joined my ministry there at the Truth Church, man, and I'm countless hundreds have joined, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm telling you, man, every time one of them say, God sent me here, I get nervous. God told me to come here. God told me to submit to you. God told me. They don't be, they tenure there is so short until it's crazy. They tenure with me is so short until it's stupid. Because God ain't never told them nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. God ain't spoke nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And then the next church they go to, they tell the pastor the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was over at so-and-so, so-and-so, but the Lord led me here, blah, 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 blah. They ain't going to be there but a minute. Praise the Lamb of God, because they lying on God. That's
mm-hmm.
number one. Hallelujah. When God speaks, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and he places us in a place, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The calling of God that's on us, praise the Lamb of God, confines us like a judge's sentence. It confines us.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And even if we want to leave a place, and I know some people I could call their name, praise the Lamb of God, but I don't like to use, you know, people's name case stuff in when I'm teaching and stuff. I call their name, praise the Lamb of God, that have wrestled with the church where they are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But their words are, how long, Lord? Praise the Lamb of God. How long before I can, I'm so tired of this, brother, but God has not released me.
Right.
When you hear that coming out of the mouth of a person who want to leave, and they hollering, God has not released me. Now, that's somebody God talking to.
All right, right, okay. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That's somebody
yeah.
God's talking to. Mm-hmm. But these fly-by-night believers,
mm-hmm.
man, God ain't talking to them. They ain't saying nothing to them. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
They lie on God in the morning, in the noon, and at night. It's always God said when it's convenient for them. Praise the Lamb of God. When nine times out of ten, when God tells you to do something, it inconveniences you. Oops.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow.
Oops. Nine times out of ten, when God. I'm laughing at
you. Make you uncomfortable. Make you uncomfortable.
Yeah. When God tells you to do something, it challenges your faith.
Yes. Hallelujah. Mm.
Sometimes it questions what you believe.
Wow. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for this word.
If the Lord told me today, get Brett $1,000, I'd be like, what? You see what I'm saying? But you see what I'm saying, Brett? It brings an uncomfortability in you. That's how you know it's God.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord gonna tell me, get Brett $5. Okay, Lord, here, Brett. God, Lord told me to give you $5. Here, $5 is.
Mm-hmm.
But, come on, God could probably let you kick that on the street in the parking lot.
It ain't going to challenge you. It ain't going to challenge your faith.
They ain't challenging me in nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. When God calls you, it's the same feeling.
Mm-hmm.
When God calls you into ministry, it's the same feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You be
okay.
saying, Lord, have mercy, not me. No.
Right.
No, Lord. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up. You know, I'm junior. You trying to call my daddy? because there's some things here. Lord, wait a minute now. I'm telling you, it brings you into a place of uncomfortability. Praise the Lamb of God. When the Lord calls you, it ain't nothing for you to be jumping up and down, running around, woo, woo. Well, you see people celebrating they calling. I shake my head. Praise the Lamb of God. I ain't giving no party about the whooping I'm going to take. Even if you getting happy over a whooping? You getting happy over having to deal with people, praise the Lamb of God, who say they love you and don't?
Crucifying in your flesh?
With you, they say they with you and they not? Mm-hmm. Who cry, crucify him one day? Mm-hmm. You happy about that? Go on, celebrate it. Go on, celebrate it. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't celebrate my calling. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You celebrate it with tears. You need to if you really knew what you were called to. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The calling, boy, is so powerful until even in the what we share as negativity of it, the uncomfortability, the you know, depending on your assignment, what you have to deal with, who you have to deal with, the types, various types of people, because just like when Peter cast that net, when they took in that great drought, see, the Bible just say fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a great drought of fish, son, but there was all different kinds of fish in the net.
Mm-hmm.
And different types of fish have different types of personalities.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the church is.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
If yes,
everybody, I might would say, Brett, I wish I had 50 men like you, but everybody ain't like Brett.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There are some men with a Judas Iscariot attitude. Mm-hmm. There are some men with a Peter attitude. That'll just cuss you out on a dime.
Mm-hmm. But prophet,
you know,
do we have to find that place to rejoice on our calling though as well though, right? Through the process though, right? We're supposed to get excited, right? Because we know we're building up the kingdom and we're saving souls then, right?
That you know, man, you know, that's all right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The only thing to be excited about is, praise the Lamb of God, that you have been chosen to suffer. If you can rejoice in suffering, then I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, you have been chosen to suffer. Now you do. You find whatever consolation and joy in it that you want to. If you can get you a cake for suffering, go ahead. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You don't consider yourself suffering right now, do you, prophet? You don't consider yourself suffering right now, do you?
Whole life is a life of suffering. Anytime you're living for other people, you're suffering.
Right.
For other people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I have to live for other people. Praise the Lamb of God. My whole lifestyle, everything is about other people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on this show today for other people.
Right.
What I'm teaching, I know.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tonight I'll be on the page teaching for other people.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm teaching, I know.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a life of consistent sacrifice. Praise the Lamb of God. When you really enter into full-time ministry, everything that you say you love that's around you, you're going to neglect it.
Mm. Well, isn't that the challenge between the confession?
You don't believe me, sit down with pastors' wives and let them tell you the truth.
Right.
We're going to neglect them. You get called to a conference this week. You're in Texas this week. You're in Chicago the following week. You come home for 3 or 4 days. You're gone again for another whole week. Then they keep you over. They want to ask you to stay over, and the Lord tell you to stay over. You call home, and your wife think you're coming home Saturday, and you're not coming home the Tuesday. Everything she has planned. The Lord tell you you're going to Africa, and then they call you and give you the dates. It's on your daughter's graduation. The Lord told you to go. Your daughter is graduating high school. And a lot of people say, God won't do that. The devil will lie. Yes, he will. Because then you have to evaluate what's more important to God, souls or graduation. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a lot that, you know, I remember I was on my way to an engagement that was given to me by Bishop Murphy for the full gospel, because Bishop Murphy couldn't go because he was sick, and it falls to me as the first assistant to go. It was the weekend of my godmother's, I think something like 85th, I think it was her 85th, no, it was her 90th birthday celebration. And everywhere she goes, she got my picture in her purse. She showed my picture to people, her pastor. We rented a hall. I paid my money in, too, with all the kids. We rented a hall, had it decorated and everything. I had a seat right next to her, because she counted me as one of her children. I could not go. I sat in the airport. I called and said, Mom, I couldn't make it because of this, that, and another. That my godmother cried on that phone. You would have thought the world had came to an end in her life. And she still brings it up. Not mad, she'd be laughing. I cried like a baby sitting there at that table because you didn't come through that door. I kept looking at that door. Michael playing with me, he gonna come. Because I had called and told I couldn't come. But she would not accept it. It broke my heart, Brett. Praise the Lamb of God. It broke my heart that I could not be there. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's the price. It's the price, praise the Lamb of God, that you have to pay. Amen. It's the price that you have to pay, praise the Lamb of God, for the call that's on your life that's connected to the promise. It's the cost, praise the Lamb of God. So that's what I do, man. I do what God has called me to do, and the sacrifices that you have to make, you have to make them. Holidays, all of these kind of things. Holidays start having little meaning to you. Mm-hmm. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. We hear, oh, man, you know, New Year's Day, they going to have Prophet Shakespeare over and so-and-so, we coming here. But my family ain't there with me. Mm-hmm. They want me to be with them on New Year's. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, man of God.
It's a life of sacrifice. You hear God. Now, if you don't hear from God, then you can make the decision, I ain't going there, I ain't going. But I can't do that.
Amen.
Because mm-hmm. I hear God's voice. Praise the Lamb of God. We're out of time, people of God. It's been a wonderful teaching today, wonderful show. I love you. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about your future. Have a happy Monday. Put the big smile on your face, knowing that all the promises are yours, that God's promises are all yes and amen. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Be blessed.
morning to me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. You got work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. Perfect will.